Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Solly Drake. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is hit by the pitch. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Landreth and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Temple scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball towards right. Morin catches it and throws to home to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Drake. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Drake steals second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is called out on strikes. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Drake moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grammas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. King moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Temple steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is called out on strikes. One out. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Burgess moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burgess scores. Crow moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Crow trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeff Coat covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeff Coat covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Drake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rush moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grammas is called out on strikes. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker strikes out. 1 out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post is called out on strikes. 1 out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. 2 outs. It's 4 to nothing, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Alex Grammas. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burgess moves to third. Crow moves to second. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is walked intentionally. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing third base. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Drake is called out on strikes. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Robinson chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to third. King moves to second. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Bob Rush. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morin scores. King moves to third. It's 4-1, Reds. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Monty Irvin. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Drake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. King scores. Kindle moves to second. It's 4-2, Reds. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.